In the parsha Vidui Maisus in Kisavo, we read Hashkifim on Kotchachom in Hashemayim, Uborech es Amcha es Yisrael, Vesadoma shenosata lanu, Kashin nishbata lavosenu, Eretz Zavos Chalav Udvash. So, usually, what's difficult, the Rav pointed out, is the word Hashkifa, Rashi says, in a different context, by stone, Rashi says, when the Malachim comes, says, Vyashkifu alpnei stone. Rashi says, Kol hashkofa shebemikra levo'o, chutz mi hashkifim im on kotshecha, shegodol koach matnus aniyim, shehofich midas havoges levachmim. And Rashi's source is a Medrash Rabbah. So the word hashkifa in its normal semantics is always, Rashi says, in every case, is levor, except for here, because the matonus maisa oni transforms what would be a malevolent look to a more gracious one. So the Rav explained, I mean, if vayashkif means levor, so how is it over here that's used letova? So he said like this, that hashkofa doesn't per se mean levor. It just means, vayashkef means, it's a deep penetrating look. So when we looked, as it says also by the mitzvim at Yamsuf, vayashkef Hashem el machane mitzrayim, so there it means that he looked, and it was levor for the Egyptians, for the mitzvim. So the word vayashkef means to look deeply, a penetrating look. So he said, by stone and by mitzvayim, when you look deep into them, the deeper you saw, the more penetrating the look, the worse it was. But by Klai Yisrael, it's just the opposite. Hashkif mon kotshecha, that if you look deep into the Yiddish neshama, you find chesed and goodness. It's only the cursory outside that is sometimes disappointing. But the inside, the pnimius, that's hashkofa not levor, but hashkofa letovah.